Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Powell Chapel Memorial Center with retired Pastor William H. Smith, Sixth Call. Thank you for coming and welcome back, Brother Smith.
Yes. Good day and welcome to Sixth Call, a ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center located at 119 Powell Chapel Road in Pulaski, Tennessee. Hosted Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time by Sister Darlene J. Clark, and she's the author of the book titled Shattered Innocent, along with yours truly, retired Pastor William H. Smith. We invite you to call in your prayer request using the phone number 565-999-3629. Again, please call in your prayer request to 565-999-3629 to make your prayer request known. We'll begin with prayer followed by the scripture reading, which will come from Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And we want to remember in our prayers down in West Tennessee, Brother Flippin, a burn victim, and he's still in the burn unit over there at a hospital, and of course, we want to lift up Teresa Joyce Harrington. She's bouncing back from surgery. May we pray, oh God, and Heavenly Father, will fall upon you personally and say thank you. You seem fit to give us this day, a day that's bright and sunshiny, and the day that lets us know that you're still in control, because we remember on yesterday when it was stormy, rainy, and dreary. But you allowed us to be the recipients of another demonstration of your mercy. And here we are on a Friday because of your Lord. And we want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up to you those persons that are hospitalized and those persons who are in mourning. We lift up you those persons who are waiting to hear results of tests. And we ask, oh God, that you be with those persons in the classrooms, whether they be students or instructors. We thank you, oh God, for the forgiveness of our sins because of the relationship that we have with thy son, Jesus Christ. And you tell us that all we got to do is call upon the name of him who is able, and who's able and who's wise, who knows all, and in whom we can place all of our hope and trust. Thank you for being a provider. Thank you, God, for being our guide. This is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. And then we call us in, or do call in, rather, at 565-999-3629 with your prayer request. So by that number,
The number is 563-999-3629.
I can't even read my typing, this man. Thank you, ma'am. And number 563-999-3629. All right. From Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we find these words. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the reading. May the Lord bless you to hear and to read it from the inspired Holy Writ. And Sister Darlene, if you'd be so kind to make us aware of persons that are on our prayer list or those who may have sent a text to us or an email or on our voicemail.
Make sure to see if this caller wants to just listen or whether they got a prayer request. Hello there. You're on the air. Do you want to listen or you want to? Okay. I'll let you listen. We'll pray for
Thank you,
okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. She's an awesome lady. She's an awesome friend of mine. If she needs prayer, she's on the list to pray as well. And she loves to listen. She loves to call in and support you. And then we want to be sure to add Noah Young still from after his surgery. So faith there, so recuperating after she's finally home from the hospital after the brown recluse butt. And Brother Flippin, he is really doing well as expected mentally-wise. He rejoices in his faith. Even though he's burnt all over his body, we could take some lessons from him. Brother Bill Pennington, Brother Hargrove, the family of Mary Clark. Then there's my friend that fractured her back, Brother Michael, Brother Ken. James is in chronic pain. Angela, unspoken prayer requests, and then me as well. So many missing and murdered people. Our country, a friend named Eric is sick. Tamara that fell. Billy, unspoken prayer request. There's that friend that's a veteran that's looking for a better and cheaper place for him to live. Annie's relative that have died, they want prayer requests for her family. And Jimmy Carter, my friend, it's not the same as president, so I am elaborating on that. Some people who might think that it's him. Now, this is a personal friend of mine that lives in my town, and he's got infection on the bottom of his foot. He's got lung infection, so he's got to go back and find out whether or not, hope he don't lose his other foot like he's done lost one of his feet. Then there's my friends Debbie and Jackie as well. And Michael needs prayer for healing. And Jenny needs prayers for healing as well. And somebody want me to say prayers for Sue also for healing. That's the new person on her prayer request.
Okay. And we also want to lift up Lorraine Smith, Birkin Lee. She's a relatively 9 or 6 months younger, and she's in rehab up in Murfreesboro. She experienced a fall almost 2 weeks ago and broke a collarbone and her pelvis. We want to lift up Sister Sharon Price and her husband and the daughter Jessica, and the Dennis and Franklin families who experienced the death in the last 2 weeks. And I think that's all. And a young lady by the name of Kayla. She was up in Rutherford County. She's experienced a unique condition. She is in constant pain, and she undergoes therapy at least 3 times a week, and pray for her husband. He's about to go out of state for a few days to pick up items that belong to him before his parents move out of the country. Again, we invite you to call in at 563-999-3629. 563-999-3629. Okay. Sister Darlene, if you're standing up. Yes, go ahead.
For some reason, the calls are sounding a little garbled to me. I can't hardly understand.
All right. The call of the garbled or my voice?
I don't know if I sound garbled or anything, but I'm having trouble understanding fully what people are saying. I don't know if it's...
Okay, then. Now, that might be in the system.
Okay.
I'm on my phone. Are you on the computer?
Yeah, I'm on my computer and I'm on my phone. I'm looking but I'm talking on the phone.
Okay. I didn't know because sometimes, I have two other situations, and with all of the storms that have taken place, and, of course, what's taking place from Florida all the way up, we have no control over the weather, and I tell folk anything that man makes, there can be flaws in it. But if you'd be kind enough to share with us some points from the book that you offered, Shattered Innocent, or from your gift of poetry.
Okay. I'm going to share something that every kid basically has done once or twice in their life, skipping school.
Mm-hmm.
Marlene and I were responsible for making sure Derek got to school on the bus with us. He was a couple years younger than I. One morning, I couldn't get Derek to get up and get dressed for school. He was wide awake, but he refused. I knew I would get in trouble if I went to school and left Derek alone. I skipped school to take care of my brother. Later that day, we decided to go fishing. This was the first time I had fished. Derek knew the right place to go in the new state we lived in. We did not have a cane and pole, so we used sticks. I felt like Tom Sawyer and let out a chuckle thinking about that story, floating downstream on the old Mississippi. This was far from being a river. This seemed small for any creek I had ever been at. The fishing spot we went to was on the same road as the school. The school was about 2 or 3 miles from where we were fishing. Derek caught something, but I was scared and worried. I had my homework done. I was the president of the art club and class president. The kids at school were nice and talked with me. I loved it there. I knew we were doing wrong by playing hooky. I finally got a tug on my line. I saw my barber go down below the water. I jerked it up. Oh, my, what's on the line? It's not a fish. It looks like a stick, but it isn't. I realized what it was. I had caught a snake when I jerked it up. I threw my makeshift pole in the water and ran. My brother yelled, "Calm down. The snake is dead." I replied, "I don't care." I felt like this was my punishment for God for skipping school. But then on, if my brother refused to get up, I was not going to take no for an answer. I laugh about this now as I remember how fast I ran the 2 or 3 miles home. I was all wound up. I didn't feel tired. My eyes stayed wide open with disbelief for a long time.
My. All right. That's wonderful. And we invite our listeners to call in on the number 563-999-3629 with your prayer request. Again, that number is 563-999-3629. And for our devotional, again, lifting up Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, and the words are, there we go. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And over in Hebrews, we were reminded that faith is the evidence of things not yet seen and the things that are hoped for. So for a thought, for a few minutes, divine signposts. Divine signposts. One of the purposes of this ministry is to let people hear the truth of the good news, the gospel. Signs are posted on roads and streets. They give us direction, such as proceed with caution. They let us know when curves are to the left or to the right. Then they are speed bumps. They are stop signs. Their sign says yield to oncoming traffic. Even near schools, there are signs with the posted speed limit of 15 miles per hour. Then there are posts that let you know that construction workers are present. And there are signs that say caution and slow. Then there are signs that say one way. And lastly, there are signs posted that say do not enter. Now, we understand the importance of the word of God. We hear it. And because we hear it, we're able to receive it, and then we're able to internalize it. Then that allows us to believe it, and then we are called upon to not just believe, but incorporate guidance depending upon the directions and the signs that God gives us. God to salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Signposts, they remind you there is the one true and living God who loves you and has sent Jesus as a divine billboard that lists four signposts. Speaking of billboards, there's at least six throughout Pulaski, large. You can't miss them. And it lets us know where different facilities are located. Well, today we want to lift up one signpost, and that is the signpost of unity, the signpost of we're believers. And Sister Darlene and myself and others, we will quickly share that God has sent Christ and that God gave his son as a signpost that God has loved the world. John chapter 17, verse 23. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Unity is a signpost to the world. And we're familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We are unified in our belief, our witness, that God sent Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy, the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar, and to find that were nigh. Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Thus, unity is important. This ministry known as SITCOL, it rallies people who know that the prayers of our grandparents, mothers, and fathers were effective. At the breakfast table, the lunch table, the dinner table, we would hear someone older than us say, let us pray or let us give thanks. As a family, we would attend services at local Christian congregations where there would be an invitation soliciting God's presence with us, his spirit. An appeal to come to the altar would be given for persons to kneel and pray individually. We could hear a prayer of gratitude for being able to give in an offering. We would hear a person ask for prayer to be healed, and they would be called up, and the elders would gather around them, lay hands on them, and prayer for healing would be offered. There was a meal, and at least 12 observed the signpost. It was Jesus who, after supper, he took bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to each one. Then Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, take, drink. This is the ones that renewed a new contract, a covenant. They did so that they would always be able to recall the greatness of God's love, the love of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly surrendered himself to be killed so that we would have a billboard and signpost that leads you to the source that does supply exactly what you really need, what we really need. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. In times like these, you need to have your spirit revived. In times like these, you need something that's real and not a substitute. And the rock, that rock is Jesus. He's the one. The blessed Savior, Jesus the Christ, he's the one. Oh, when you are sure, when you go by the billboard, when you go by the signs, you will not, as old saying they said, turn right, go straight, and you won't be lost. Turn right. Turn from your crookedness. Go straight. Don't deviate. Take the narrow path, and you won't get lost. That's our meditation for today. And remember, our call-in number is 563-999-3629 for prayer. And again, we want to remember those who are less fortunate than we in our prayers. Sister Darlene, are there any items of what coming events that you'd like to share with us?
I just need to let people know that they need to stick up and stand up. And I have been pleasantly pleased, you know, I've been allowed to go and help at the Senior Citizen Center. And I think that a lot of people think about they're being bored. They don't know what to do in their life. They think that, oh, what, I want to find something to do. Well, can't you go out and help your Senior Citizen Center? Why don't you go help your neighbors? Would you donate time? You know, there's the food distribution people that need help, you know, dispersing that. There's a little God storehouse like in our area where they look for volunteers to come and help. Why don't you go and help whatever you can, and it will make you feel so much better and happier in your life to do that.
Right. And on tomorrow at 2 p.m., join us for a sick call and use the number 563-999-3629. And then on Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time, Sister Darlene will be lifting up a study from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, reminding us what faith will do, what faith will do. There was a gentleman who didn't live as he realized it was required of him, but he made the approach. He said, it's not about me. You know, I have authority over men, but here's a situation where only you, who specializes in doing impossible things. And he asked, he didn't demand, but he asked. So it's amazing. And that goes to that hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound to save the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Then we talk about faith. When we have faith, that's our plugging into the receptacle of resources that never run dry. There was a lady, and she would go into town at a time when she knew others would not be around. But there was a person who did approach her, and he asked, give me something to drink. And her response was, now, number one, we're not to have any dealings with one another because of the social differences. Secondly, this well is deep, and you don't even have a teaspoon, a tablespoon, or a bucket. And, of course, he said, if you knew who it was that is calling you, then you are talking with you, then you would ask of me to give you that water. They call it the living water. So by means of faith and by means of following the billboard and following signs, you have the resource that God has given us, and his name is Jesus. If we never pass this way again, you just remember this time how good it has been and that God is so wonderful. And again, we lift up our brother in West Tennessee, Brother Flinton in the burn unit, Sister Harrington over in West Tennessee, recovering from surgery, and Sister Duke up in Rutherford County, and others. May God bless you real good. And Sister Darlene, Lord willing, we'll join together on tomorrow as we host Sick Call. You want to make the closing remark, young lady?
Yes, and thank you so much for coming and listening, and there are all the other people who come back and listen later on. Maybe sometime you could join us live, and we will be happy for y'all to call in and to hear your voice and to hear your, sometime maybe he can even come in and do a small little testimony on his channel. But thank you so much, and God bless you.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.